Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone. TGIF. This is Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. This is Business Leaders of Today. Our show introduces the best, the brightest that Atlanta has to offer of our business leaders here in the great metro area. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing. And I think she's added a couple of other companies, but we're not going to list all those this morning. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning. I'm keeping myself busy.
And that's the understatement of the year. I don't know when you ever sleep. How was your ride in?
It was great.
Just great.
Yeah, it was not bad at all.
Awesome.
It was. Since school's been out, it's been pretty smooth.
Absolutely. And it was sunny for a change. So it was really, really good. We have a great show for you guys today. We have two guests in our studio. Our first guest is Tori Hicks with YouthNique Nonprofit Management Company. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning.
I am so glad you joined us this morning.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you.
And our second guest, who I have a feeling this is going to be a long show, his name is Vince The Voice Bailey of Vince Bailey Productions. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much.
See what I'm talking about? Keep playing with me here.
Yes.
It's been a long week, sugar. It's Friday.
All right. A good Friday.
I know, right? Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We are going to start with Tori Hicks of YouthNique Nonprofit Management Company. Tori, tell us about YouthNique Management, YouthNique Nonprofit Management Company and what you guys do.
We are a for-profit nonprofit management company, and we assist nonprofits, whether they're startup or existing, with the tools and resources that they need to not just be sustainable, but in order to thrive and fulfill their mission.
Okay, so go back, just so I'm clear, did I hear you say for-profit?
It is a for-profit company.
Now, why did you think you needed to add that?
Well, because we always get questions about
right.
if we're a nonprofit organization, right. if we're tax-exempt, and we are not. We are definitely for-profit. However, we assist nonprofits with becoming thriving and fulfilling their mission, but we get that all the time.
So right. so for the viewers out there that might not know what for-profit means.
more money. That's what for-profit means.
So can you explain just a little bit in detail what that does mean?
Sure. And it's interesting that you ask, because nonprofits and for-profit profits have really more similarities than differences.
Right.
As a for-profit, of course, we're making profit. We are growing, we're making profit. And so our company, we have shares in our company. With a nonprofit, the individual doesn't own a nonprofit. And so the allocation of their funds are very different from a for-profit. But in terms of structure, our goal is to help nonprofits structure their nonprofits like businesses.
Yeah, because I think there's a myth with nonprofits. I mean, people assume a nonprofit organization is still a business. It just technically is not supposed to be operating for profit purposes, correct?
Absolutely. But nonprofits can be extremely successful. Mm-hmm. You look at your United Ways and you look at your Operation Hopes. Oh, yeah. They can be extremely successful. It's just about the allocation of funds.
Absolutely. Now, how did you come up with the name YouthNique?
I get that a lot as well. in the nonprofit world and dealing in philanthropy, it's always changing, and the trends change because of the needs in philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And so in order to keep up, in order to continuously fulfill your mission, you have to have that youthful approach, and that is in technology and capacity building. And so YouthNique is the youthful, the freshness, the innovation that we bring to our style of development and management.
I like that. That's not what I expected.
How long has the organization been up and running?
We started the company in 2009.
Okay, wonderful.
Because I assumed YouthNique was, you're going to say, well, we deal with youth organizations. And you're like, yeah, no. I like that. I think the thing is, because you hit a nail on the head with business, whether it's for-profit or nonprofit, you've got to always reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
It's like being single all the time. You got to keep reinventing yourself.
Absolutely.
You can't wear the same hairstyle every week. You can't wear the same lipstick every year. You got to reinvent yourself.
When you're green, you grow. And when you're ripe, you rot.
And there it is. Exactly.
I like that.
Exactly. So now you said that you started back in 2009. What made you start for nonprofit companies?
Well, I've been working in the nonprofit sector for about 16 plus years. Mm-hmm. And I always laugh and say that I don't know if the first words I said were mama or daddy or nonprofit. Seriously.
Oh, that's funny.
But I've always worked in nonprofits, just have worn so many different hats, from fundraising to program development. The list goes on, because when you're in nonprofit, you never wear one hat. You wear at least 20.
Right.
And so I've seen a lot of nonprofits rise and make really great impact. And I've also seen some nonprofits that struggled right. with fulfilling their mission. And so I just decided, with the experience that I had, to come up with a way to help all nonprofits that we come in contact thrive and mm-hmm. to be able to fulfill their mission and make that great, great impact.
So it sounds like you consult for other nonprofits. Can you give us some of the services in detail that you provide?
Sure. We do a lot of consulting, and we say development and management, because it's not easy to start a nonprofit organization.
That's because it's a business.
It's a business.
It's not just like you want to help kids or you want to help animals. Like, it's literally a business. And I think a lot of people miss that.
They do. And so what we do is we start off by saying, first of all, why do you want to start a nonprofit? Because sometimes ideas are better as businesses or social entrepreneurship than nonprofits. And once we get past, they really want to start a nonprofit for charitable reasons mm-hmm. and they're ready to create it in a way that's business-like in terms of its structure. We do strategic planning. We do board development and training on policy and governance.
Very important.
That's one of our sweet spots, because board members are not supposed to handle day-to-day tasks. And so I always mm-hmm. say that if board members are handling day-to-day tasks, who are doing their ethical and legal job, which is policy and governance?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people miss, even whether it's a nonprofit business or a for-profit business. Earlier you said you wear 20 hats mm-hmm. and all kind of lights went off in my head, because that's true whether it's a nonprofit or a for-profit business. And if you have, if you're in a situation where there's a nonprofit, profit business, and you're doing all these things, hence my assistant, who I love. Good morning again, Scrappy. I tell people all the time, you have created yourself a glorified job. You don't have a business. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have to do everything or it can't run without you, it's not really a business yet. It's just a job, which is okay, but it's not really a business. You put in 70 hours a week, like you said, wearing 20 hats,
right.
and you still can't seem to realize why you can't get to the next step, because you haven't delegated, you know, things to people that can do them better than you.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, you're just not going to be able to give it every, you know, every aspect of the business 100%. It just
and you don't
happen.
Know every aspect of it. There's so you many don't. Things I have no idea when it comes to technology. That's why other people know it.
Right.
So why spin my wheels trying to do that? And I think what I've seen anyway on the outside looking in of businesses, including nonprofits, they kind of get caught up in the message and not kind of like the structure of what needs to be going on. Because just because you want to feed homeless dogs, there's a lot of work to get to feed those homeless dogs.
Absolutely. You are on it. Mm-hmm. It is a whole lot of work. And that's why you bring together a strong board of volunteers and interns mm-hmm. that have strengths and gifts in different areas, so that all the gaps can be filled. And so the executive director or the staff can get to the business of the day-to-day tasks, and the mm-hmm. board members can take care of the governing areas of the nonprofit.
So what do you see some of the biggest mistakes some nonprofits make in the beginning, let's say, in the beginning stages?
In the very beginning, it's usually getting together a group of people that are just as passionate about the mission as they are, because mm-hmm. those people are volunteers. They're great volunteers. They're your cheerleaders. But being able to identify the experts that are able to assist with building that nonprofit, that mm-hmm. are able to be a part of the board. Those are some of the challenges that nonprofits have in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But also thinking that funding is the biggest challenge. And at Youthneek, we don't believe that it's funding. Usually once we peel back the layers,
mm-hmm.
funding, yes, it's challenging. But if you run your organization like a business in terms of structure, marketing, being innovative,
right.
having the support that you need, then businesses, for-profit businesses, corporation, and grant funders, they see that this is an opportunity that they want to invest in and they want to be a part of. So it's easier when you do the foundational pieces first
right.
in order to put yourself in a better position to seek funding. So funding is not always the challenge with nonprofits.
And that's true with any business, though. If you build your house on concrete and you have a good foundation, everything works out, the money will come.
Yes.
You don't have to go chase it down. It'll actually come. I think because Tess does marketing.
Yeah.
I do insurance. people don't even think about protecting what they've built, which is even more ironic. They don't think about marketing it, like that message. They think they throw a sign up and I'm in business and everybody's going to come because I like little kids and I won't take care of them. That just doesn't work quite that well.
I visited with a client this week. He's a $20 million company and he started out of his garage less than 5 years ago. And I asked him what his biggest, contribution was. He said marketing. He said he puts $1 million a year back into his business through marketing. And it just, it's just unbelievable how, successful he's become, but he sees the value of marketing. And unfortunately, a lot of businesses don't. And they fall short.
Yeah, because a nonprofit has to market. Oh, yeah. They got to advertise. They got to get their name out there. They have to create events. They got to get the buzz going. So now we talked about some of the mistakes. What do you see one of the best things about working with nonprofits?
Definitely the philanthropic impact, because it's about making change. When you look at nonprofits, it's about stimulating social change.
Right.
But then on the other side, nonprofits stimulate the economy when they are built right. And so the nonprofit sector, the workforce here in Atlanta, it's bigger than real estate, construction, and technology.
That's what I heard.
And so when you look at nonprofits, it's a stimulator of the economy when they are built right. And so it's just a matter of building that strong foundation so that you can make that social change and stimulate the economy. It's so possible. I talk to individuals that get started all the time and they're like, well, how do we get to that point? You start where you are.
Right.
And you take it one step at a time. It may not be overnight.
Not going to be overnight unless you win the lottery.
Exactly.
Which is a bad investment plan. I keep telling people that. No one's listening. Buying a lottery ticket is not an investment plan.
Absolutely.
It's really not.
It's not.
It's not an asset, though. That lottery ticket, the chances of winning are so slim. But yeah, I think when it comes to nonprofits, for-profits, I think they have the same issues based on what I've experienced. Because believe it or not, I even do nonprofit insurance. They don't even think about doing insurance. But I see them experiencing the same issues that all businesses experience. Management issues, money issues, or what have you. They all kind of have the same things. So when you said that, now you said you provide mostly consulting. Let me ask you this when it comes to the consulting piece. Can you tell me some of the nonprofits you work for?
Sure. I use the term consulting loosely just because our management style is hands-on and we work with a nonprofit to do a lot of the implementation with them. I don't say for them, but we do that with them because the goal is not to be with them forever, but it's to empower them so that they feel that they can go on and do this without us. Yes, we're a for-profit business. However, our goal is to empower the organization so that it can run efficiently when we're not there. And so one of the examples is a great organization here in Atlanta that we started working with. And one of the things that's important is to be able to be measurable, have your program be measurable. You need to be able to tell your story. And how do you tell your story? You have qualitative and quantitative measurements. And so that's so very important. But an organization that we were working with, they were kind of giving their program to other organizations, and we promote partnerships. However, if you give your program and there's no control, it's challenging to be able to manage it. And so we came in and we started working with the organization, and we did training for their board on policy and governance, recruited a strong team of interns, and now they're an independent program and they're working with Atlanta Public Schools, and their program is there supporting those students, and they have that control. And so that's one of the examples of how we go in, we assist them and empower them. And it's funny because the founder is like, Tori, we don't need you all anymore. And we're like, is that a good thing?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's a great thing.
It's a great thing.
Great success story there. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Miss Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Miss Tori Hicks from Youth Nick Nonprofit. So tell us, Tori, what, as far as your territory, do you cover the whole Atlanta metro, state of Georgia? How far is your territory?
We cover the state of Georgia, and we are in the process of it process of expanding nationally, we just began a partnership with GreeningDetroit.com and working with them to establish some much needed philanthropic efforts in Detroit, Michigan, which is my hometown.
Okay.
So I'm always looking to give back, but currently we are expanding, but we assist nonprofits in the entire Georgia, state of Georgia.
Being in marketing myself, I have to ask, how are you going to get the word out on a nationwide basis?
Well, one of the ways we do that is through the wonderful contributions of radio, such as Business Radio X. So we are so grateful for you.
I think that's a plug for us.
It is really, really about the marketing. And we do the same things that we tell the nonprofits to do. We get out and we market. We build relationships. Relationships are so very important. Building relationships, building commitment and trust and what we do is so important.
I had so many bells going off when you were talking about qualitative and quantitative measuring. I mean, my great-grandmother used to say, you can't miss what you can't measure. Y'all ever heard that saying? Yeah, because I think that people don't, I mean, everybody wants to be skinny. No one wants to work out. Right? Everybody wants to go to heaven. Don't nobody want to die. And there's only one way to be successful. And that's, you know, build a good foundation, build a good business, and grow from there. And there is no shortcuts. There are no tricks. And I think from someone that's been in business for a little while, and only a little while, because I just got out of high school not that long ago, that people don't realize that how hard it is. I think people, they misunderstand what owning your own business looks like.
Right.
They think it's so glorified. Oh, you own your own business. Oh, that's so wonderful. No, it's not. No, it's not. I work all day, even in my sleep.
All day.
You're never off, ever. And, you know?
Oh, if you could say that three more times. I remember listening to Donald Trump, and he was talking about how he built his
empire. You listen to Donald Trump? God bless you.
In terms of business.
I do, too. Because he's a good businessman. He he's a nut something. With that hair, but he's a good businessman.
Yes. He mentioned something.
He needs an image consultant.
A stylist.
He mentioned something about that days would go by, and he was just on the grind, just working, working.
Right.
And he would get up and realize that he has not slept in 3-4 days. Now, I'm not promoting not getting rest, because you have to take care of yourself.
Right.
But when you start a business,
you have to
or
be all
a nonprofit,
in.
It's like that.
Yeah.
You don't
have to be.
You don't stop.
You got
You're
to be
always
all in.
Improving.
You eat what you kill.
You got to be
you
all
kill
in.
Anything, you starve. And you got, I say this every week. You got to not only eat what you got to find the food.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to skin it. You got to cook it. You got to clean up afterward. Then you got to start all over
again. All over again.
I prefer to go out to eat.
No doubt. Wouldn't it be nice somebody sign our checks for a change versus signing your own? But I think there is a misunderstanding with businesses, whether it's for-profit or non-profit, that is very glorified. Or they think all these wonderful things. They have no idea. I mean, let me ask you this, and I don't even know if you know the statistic, because I know with businesses, they say like 50% of them fail in the first, 2 years? How is that with nonprofits? Because I know it's hard to even get a nonprofit, an official 501(c). I know that's hard to do. So how many of them actually don't survive, or do you know any stats on that?
There are thousands that fail within the first 2 years, unfortunately.
Because they don't call you, right?
Exactly. But I think going back to what you just said, it's about the work that you put in. And you said something, and I want to coin it, about there's no shortcuts.
No,
there is no shortcuts.
No.
There is no, you know, do it quickly. It's none of that. It's taking the time to invest in your vision, if this is what you want to do, and to do it right. We're so big on compliance.
Mm-hmm.
We're so big on taking care of your taxes. And
right.
A lot of nonprofits, they have to close their doors just because they didn't fill out a 990 form,
right,
which is so simple to do. And so, yes, they fail.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that really are committed, the ones that are willing to put in the work, success is imminent.
Well, then let me ask you, who is your target market for Youthnique Management Company? Who's your target market?
We work with small nonprofits, but we also work with existing nonprofits. The smaller nonprofits, they need the nourishment, the resources and tools to get started, of course. But you have your existing nonprofits that are looking to expand. They may look to create chapters for their organization.
Okay.
We also work with philanthropists that may say, I don't want to start a nonprofit, but I just want to work with a nonprofit or do an initiative.
Right.
And so
they'll put their name on something. They'd like to see their name in lights. I do
yes.
too. I get that.
And then we work with the athletes and the celebrity market as well that are interested in starting foundations.
Well, I want to remind everyone out there that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. My co-host is Tess Turin with Next Link Marketing and Basica Advertising. And we're speaking with Tori Hicks of Youthnique Nonprofit Management Company. Now, let me ask you this, Tori. Do you have any upcoming events coming up anytime soon?
Yes, we do. On Tuesday, June 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Apex Museum downtown on Auburn Ave, we're having a board mixer.
Okay.
So we are inviting volunteers that are interested in using their passion and talents to serve on boards, as well as nonprofit leaders that are looking for committed board members to come out and mix and mingle. That's one of the challenges with nonprofit organizations is finding board members that are willing to be trained and that understand their role.
And they don't realize how much work that is and how many hours. I've had a couple people say, oh, I want you to come sit on my board of my nonprofit. I was like, girl, that's like another job.
It's a commitment.
I'm not trying to do that. No, that's like having 2-3 more jobs. I was like, that's a lot of work.
It is.
But we only meet on Saturday. I was like, on Saturday? No. Look, I'm a check writer. Look, I have no problem donating money, but yeah, I can't be there all day on no Saturday.
Right.
No, not when I go shopping and do some other things. No.
The nonprofit's here that she said she's a check writer.
Right. Yes, absolutely. I'm a check writer. I have no problem donating money.
You're
going to
be getting some phone calls after the show, Angel.
I just don't want to do the work. That's all. It ain't may not be a lot of money depending on what time of the month you catch me. But I'm saying, I can't. Because that's a lot of work.
It is.
You got to really feel like this is your soul that's in there.
Sounds like, you know, somebody's got to really be passionate, you know, about the cause.
Yes. You know? There's great benefits to serving on a board, but it is a commitment. Mm-hmm. It gives them opportunities to network and to grow in their presentation and career skills and areas that they may not be able to expand on at their current job or career. So there's benefits, but you're right. It does take some commitment based on the needs of the organization.
That's the understatement of the morning. Okay. Tori Hicks of Youthnique Nonprofit Management Company. Tell everyone out there the best way they can get in touch with you.
Sure. They can reach me on our website at www.youthnique.com. It's Youthnique instead of unique.com.
And spell youth. Well, everyone, if you don't know how to spell youth, turn off your radio station now. But tell them how to spell the neek part.
It's NIQUE.com.
Just saying.
All one word, youthnique.com.
I love the name. Again, Tori, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tori. It was a pleasure.
The pleasure was mine.
Last but not least, we have Vince the Voice Bailey of Vince Bailey Productions. Good morning again, Vince.
Why the last but not least?
Do not tease me this morning. I'll tell you, it's been a long week.
It's all right.
I got a lot on me today.
It's very good. Thank you.
Now, tell us about Vince Bailey Productions.
Well, Vince Bailey Productions is a media production company. I have been in media for 31, 32 years now.
That was before I was born.
Yeah. Wasn't okay.
Go with the bit,
Go
Vince.
Go with the bit. But it is, you know, as I listen to this great conversation you had with Tori, and I'm excited about what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. And you said a glorified job. I think I've had a glorified job from day one.
Right.
It has never been my goal to create a media, you know, conglomerate and, you know, studios with cameras, even though I do have a studio with cameras. But I, you know, my take on it was to use the media for good.
Right, right.
And I've been blessed and, you know, to find it early and to be able to do that even today. So it's great that to be here at Radio Business Radio X and talk to you guys about this. From video production, voice work, announcing.
Obviously, the voice work and the announcement. I literally might have chill bumps.
Because tonight, Business Radio.
You're going to have to give us a little a sound bite to hear in a little bit.
I'm giving it to you right now.
Don't give it to me no time. I got to go. Tess, I'm going to let you finish this interview.
So Vince, tell us, how did you get started in all this?
To be honest, I just was a kid that always liked to read. And
I thought you would say like to talk. You say like
that too. Read out loud. And so, you know, the nuns would be like, who wants to read? Anybody but Vince, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, did you get your knuckles hit a lot?
Oh, yeah. Eight soap and the pointer, the whole nine. But I thank Sister Leonard very much for all that she does. In fact, we reconnected on Facebook. She's no longer Sister Leonard. I won't tell who her real identity is now. But I always like to read. And as time went on, you know, any opportunity to be the person out front. I can recall a summer job and we had a little talent show to celebrate the end of the summer employment program. And the lady said, all right, well, Vince, we want you to MC. I was like, great. And so I got out there and there was this girl that I liked that sang.
Oh, that's cute. How old were you?
Like 13.
Oh, that is so cute.
And she sang the song and she messed up and everyone laughed at her. Mm-hmm. So I grabbed the microphone and go, you don't laugh at people when they do that. And everybody shut up. And I said, man, there's power in the microphone.
You demanded that attention, didn't you, right away?
Haven't turned it loose since. Haven't turned it loose since. So over the years, there was, I do want to say that, and I was thinking about this, you know, and for those of you who are listening, you know, business people, every significant thing that happened, and I've had the opportunity to travel all over the country and do, you know, national commercials and all this kind of stuff. But everything that was significant came from a volunteer situation.
Wow.
Every time I opened my mouth and said, hey, how can I help?
Right.
And then a door opened. One of my, I'm the chairman at the Atlanta Job Corps. I love the Job Corps program. And while living in Little Rock, I was on the board with the workforce board there with the director of the Job Corps program. So she says, oh, you do video. We need some recruitment video. Mm-hmm. Shot a little recruitment video for them. It was nice. They loved it. They said, hey, we got three more centers.
Right.
So I went and I did in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and up in the mountains in Arkansas, the Ozark Mountains, another center. But when I was in Hot Springs, I just felt it. I said, you know, Mr. Johnson, he was the discipline guy. I said, I'd like to come back and talk to those kids.
Right.
And he was like, okay, Vince, call me sometime. Mm-hmm. The next morning, I kid you not, and I'm not a real religious man, but God just is in this thing. I was praying and he was like, go back down there today. I'm mm-hmm. like, what? You mm-hmm. know, that's an hour and a half away. Go back down there today. I said, okay. So I call the guy. I said, hey, Mr. Johnson, would this be a good day to come? He's like, yeah, we got some special guests and everything, Vince. Come on down. So it's like, wow. I go down. I talk to the kids. You know, I got this whole speech, you know, about, you know, achieving and all this stuff. And there's this guy sitting in the audience. Well, it turns out he was the director for the National Forest Service Job Corps program. Mm-hmm. Job Corps was turning 40 years old. He said, we need a 40th anniversary video. We need somebody to go all around the country and shoot these centers.
Oh, wow.
All up in the mountains. There's the Forest Service. So like Utah and Oregon and Cherokee, North Carolina and Fredericksburg, Kentucky, and just all these mountainous places. Mm-hmm. And I got that contract and it was just
you reap what you sow. I tell people all the time, karma is not a girl you went to school with. It is real. You get back what you put in this world.
Yes, yes.
That is absolutely, well, great some of story. Us don't get back near as much as we put in, but
right.
some back anyway, right. Absolutely. Well, that's just the way it works. I mean, that's part of the reason why me and Tess started doing the radio show. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, everybody has kind of their niche. Obviously, I prefer business insurance, but I realize how hard it is to get yourself up every day. Because no one said you got to be here at 9. You know, take a lunch at 12, you leave at 5. I mean, you know, some days you eat lunch, you don't eat lunch. Eating is optional.
That's right.
Drinking usually is not. That's almost always on the menu at some point. But eating is optional. You know, you just, it's like I have actually sat at my desk before for so long and didn't even realize I didn't cut my lights on.
Mm.
That's how much I was into it. And I wasn't stress. I love it. I absolutely love it.
When you find what you love and, you know, I just pursued it. And, you know, this whole Vince the Voice, phenomenon has been wonderful. I've announced for, Georgia Force right out here in Gwinnett, but I'm the announcer for the Atlanta Dream. We got a big game tonight against Minnesota at Phillips Arena.
I need to come to one of those games. We had the ladies on here that did the lockers.
Okay.
You see the lockers with the players pictures
beautiful.
On there?
Yes.
The ladies that did the lockers were on our show
is
a couple weeks ago.
I did not know
Yeah, they did a great job. I got to come see one of those dream shows.
Well, I've been, well, let me know. We have a big game tonight. And
that was a hint. Okay. That wasn't obvious.
I've been.
I need some tickets, man. Okay. I got to ask you on the air, huh? So you say no, everybody's going to now be like, oh, Vince ain't got no kind of pull with the dream.
Tonight is very exciting, especially for folks out in this part of the world in Gwinnett County, because it's Maya Moore, you know, this girl who has just won at every level nationally. High school, she was the state champ for Georgia. She went to college, UConn. I think they won the championship all 4 years. Mm-hmm. Since she's been in the pros, she's won. She got $1 million Nike contract, first female WNBA player to get that, and who knows where she's at now.
She's a superstar.
She'll be here tonight. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's great.
On that happy note, I want to remind everyone out there that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. We specialize in business insurance. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing, and we are speaking to Vince the Voice Bailey of Vince Bailey Productions, who's going to get us some great seats tonight for the dream. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I was not being clear. Now, you said that you been in the business over 30 years.
Yes.
With all this internet and all the new ways people advertise and market their business, what have you seen change in the last 30 years as far as announcing everything?
Well, the technology definitely has changed. Right. You know, when I first started, even in radio, I did radio for years. You know, we had big reel-to-reels. There was all this stuff, you know. And now
ooh, reel-to-reels, you took me back.
Oh, yeah. I can still splice. I can pull out a razor blade and, you know,
that is too
rack
funny.
That puppy back up. And I was pretty good at that. I used to like doing that. I was a production director, in fact, back in the radio days. And so, you know, you had all this equipment, a big, you know, 32-channel board and, mm-hmm. you know, machines to play the carts or, you know. You know, I go back to carts, you know, mm-hmm. 8-tracks. You slap them in. Then it moved to, you know, you still got the big board, but you got, you know, this big computer. And and now today, I mean, again, this is the cleanest environment. I mean, we could do surgery in here. So nice and cool and calm. And so the technology has changed with voiceover. I mean, now I'm at home. And picture this, Angel. I'm at home, literally. You get the email, the script. I read it. I have a microphone and a Mac. Mm-hmm. I'm probably in a robe, maybe.
Right.
Maybe. You have your boxers on.
Maybe. Is that a hint? Look, this is a PG-13 show.
And, you know, read it, yeah. Cut it up, super you know, clean cool. it up, and email it to the client, email the invoice. Sometimes it's not even that. They've already dropped it into the PayPal account.
That's beautiful.
I mean, it's really, and then with video, I mean, cameras. I worked in news a long time ago. You know, you'd have this big TK camera. It was huge. Cast iron, I mean literally cast iron tripod, mm-hmm. plus a 3/4 inch pack that right. would be. And then if you had a light, you had this big light belt around right. your shoulder. So, you know, you look like, I don't know, it's crazy. And now, I mean, really, literally, yeah. this, whether it's the iPhone or the Samsung, people are making movies right. with these things. Of course, the SLR cameras, I still have a traditional kind of camera. It's HD. But, I mean, people are literally making movies and money with this. So the technology.
And getting people in trouble.
This is true.
So tell us this, Vince, for the people that are listening that might not know, you know, or familiar with your industry, what is voiceover and how does it help businesses?
Well, you know, everywhere you go, there's a voice. You know, whether you're at the hospital, you're at the airport, you know, you go to Kroger and you lift the thing up and it goes, hey, would you like more octane in your gas tank?
Right.
You know, there's a voice everywhere that you go. And there are people that do mm-hmm. that, you know, myself in that group. And so, you know, the voice is so important in getting people to do things, whether it's the radio commercial, you know, shop at Kroger, shop at Publix, turn left, turn right.
Right.
Even the voice in your head, right?
Even the voice in your head.
I cannot stand that girl on my GPS.
You know?
I literally almost changed it to Spanish just because her
voice annoys
me.
Oh, I have a gentleman on mine.
Right. You know, lucky you.
Your turn is coming up. Hey, is that his house?
That know, is funny.
You know, but
I want you on my GPS. I just record a couple of messages on my phone before you leave today. Then.
You too can have this voice.
You're gonna have to, you're gonna have to write a check for that.
It might be worth paying for. You never know.
But it's a fascinating world. I teach it out at Clayton State University, and I also teach lessons. It's not about having this distinctive, you know, big voice because, you know, that's how it used to be, you know, Don LaFontaine in a world where Angel was there and Tess was next to her.
It's wait, not I like, got to close my eyes. Go ahead. Say that again.
In a world where Radio X was enhanced by Angel and Tess, you two can
beautiful.
Be there tonight
beautiful.
On the WB.
I loved it.
It's awesome.
That is
Angel's
great.
Mad.
I was. I ain't got nothing else to say. Just keep talking.
But it's no longer out. That. Now listen, when you of course we all listen to the radio, but it's a lot of the guy next door, the girl next door. Hey girl, you going to Publix tonight? Girl, I just got my hair done. Hey Bob,
right.
Hey, that's a nice truck. It's being a instead of this big. Booming voice. It's a convincing, persuasive voice. And mm-hmm. that's what we try to help people to develop. You have to believe what you're saying. So you'll never hear me, in fact, on that note, saying, I haven't done a, Club Crucial commercial in a long time. Wednesday mm-hmm. night is ladies' night.
Right.
I don't do that, because I'm not going to be there and that's not what I do,
But somebody's got to do it.
And that's fine.
And there's a lot of people going to be there.
I was watching a bio one weekend. I think it was maybe A&E. The boxing guy.
Michael Buffer.
Yes. I mean, it is amazing what that man did just with a voice. And then what he did was he marketed that one quote, let's get ready to rumble.
That's right.
Now, do you have any signature quotes?
No, I don't, but I do boxing.
Think about maybe doing that.
See,
I'm giving you marketing tips here.
that one was free. You got to pay for the next events.
Someone had just, in fact, Amy.
But it's amazing, right? What that gentleman did.
Yes, yes. Amy Green, who's in the world of, I do boxing matches, and Terry Moss with Atlanta Corporate Fight Night was just on Atlanta Business Radio X. I do her announcing for those. In fact, then we raised money for the Wounded Warrior Project, donated $22,000 to the Wounded Warrior Project. Michael Buffer, you can hire him to do the fight. But if you want him to say,
you got to pay for
000.
It. Oh yeah, I'm not.
They've
mad.
Marketed that 25, quote 000. just like Trump.
They trademarked.
You're fired.
$25,000. That's right.
You need to get yourself a quote.
Man, I have so many people out there quoting me. I need to trademark all my little quotes.
Oh, that's right. We didn't do our testimonies and angelisms today.
We do these things called testimonies and angelisms, and people steal my stuff. I've actually had people text me. What was that you said your grandmama said when you was eight? I swear to God.
Well, maybe you need to put all that into one pack. Into a booklet form or a podcast form.
That's a whole
riding to work in the morning.
Exactly.
I wonder what Angel says today.
Exactly. That we've already started that because everybody want to know what I think.
Right? See,
of course they do.
Yes.
Because I'm so funny and so smart.
I mean, it was an amazing story though. Yes. What that guy did.
Well, traditionally, voice guys, in the past you have people that literally live on the beach and just wait on the emails to come and they just cut voices and send them back. It has been, I want to use the word diluted, in a sense, because now with so many, pay to play kind of sites and things like that. And then it's saturated. So there are people, hey, I can do your voiceover for $30, $5, $20. Mm. It's a lot of that going on. But, the quality, of course, is not the same. And it's a change. It's a change in the industry for sure.
I would definitely think it'd be connections to who you know.
Oh, yes.
I mean, a lot of your work probably comes from that. Yes. But what's the difference between an MC and an announcer? What is that difference?
Well, the announcer, that job, I kind of blend the two. And I think that's why my success that I've had, because say you're at a business workshop or presentation, mm-hmm. you've been to many of those, and the guy that starts it off, or the lady, starts us, okay, we'd like to welcome everybody, we're going to be talking about today how to connect, and so already you're scratching, you're like, right. Oh my God, this is another one of those. Well, when I start them off, I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, right. Today we're going to learn about widgets, get ready, and everyone's eyes are like, out their head. They're like, how do I, I can't wait to engage in this workshop. And so, the announcer guy is more of that, setting a tone, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, that kind of thing. Whereas an MC, I call it a stage management, someone that can make a program flow and make people feel good, program is taking place, just like the GMSDC that we mentioned. Mm-hmm. I love to MC award programs because I feel like even if it's Johnny the Johnny the Boiler Room Man, mm-hmm. if he's been there 30 years,
right.
he needs some juice.
Right, no
you know
doubt.
What I'm saying? He don't just need to get the little plaque and shake hands. Ladies, I mean, you have been warm. right. all year long. Remember how cold right. it was? But Johnny was down there in the boiler
keeping it all going,
you know,
for us.
And Johnny's all happy. And guess what? You know, it makes people feel good, but really it makes me feel good. And then they want more.
I want to remind everyone out there that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group. I specialize in business insurance. My co-host is Tess Turin with NextLink and Basica Marketing, your marketing and advertising specialist. And we're speaking to Vince the Voice Bailey of Vince Bailey Productions. He was just talking about how his voice excites people. I have that problem too. But I wanted to ask you, just from a business perspective, I think you were saying how the difference between an MC and an announcer, how businesses don't realize how important that message is. You know, that energy feeds off energy. And mm-hmm. if your energy's low, people feed off like that.
Yes.
Now, you said you consider yourself a little bit of both.
I do. I've considered, and I've taken that even to the world of video. Video is kind of what got me, you know, into the voice thing. Mm-hmm. And so I've had the experience of working for, you know, government, city of Little Rock. I used to live in Little Rock, Arkansas for some years mm-hmm. and ran the government channel there, worked for, you know, colleges and things like that over the years. But what is always the case is organizations, just like what Tori and you guys were talking about earlier, they don't get their message out. So another great opportunity presented itself when I just left the city of Little Rock. And at that time, the Welfare to Work program was in place mm-hmm. and they had, like, you know, 40 million dollars. You know, worth of services for the transitional employment assistance, whatever it was called at the time, and no clients. Mm.
Tori, you need Vince to take your program nationwide with his wonderful voice.
Absolutely.
We're working on that right now.
Only your program nationwide, Tori. Watch Vince.
But they had all this money and no clients. So, you know, what do? Well, we produced a little 30-minute infomercial, some radio, some TV spots. And, you know, it was so good. They're like, stop running that thing.
Yeah.
You know, about the time on television. Stop running that thing. By just telling the story. I mean, that, you know, you sign up, you qualify. There was child care. There was transportation. You know, you get a car, you can, I mean, all these great opportunities for people to take advantage of. And I just found that just across the board. Sometimes with government, it's because don't nobody want to do no work.
Oh, no.
Oh, you trying to talk to
I love us. Going to the DMV.
You trying to make us work even harder. You know what I'm saying?
I love going to the DMV. It's my favorite place to go day and all night.
For nonprofits and organizations that have, you know, goods and services that they can help people with, though, I mean, they need to tell their story.
Because how do they know you can help them unless you tell them?
Unless you tell them.
They have no, and because I think what people don't realize, information is out there, but most people don't know where to get it, how to get it. So even though we have the internet and all these other wonderful ways, those old fashioned ways of getting your message out, TV, radio, still works.
Still works. And you know, does. It depends. A part of the thing is, you know, who is telling the message,
right?
And how you're telling. So, you know, you can't be, you know, highbrow Tom Pajewski kind of guy,
right?
You know, saying, hey, just pull up by your bootstraps and you'll be fine.
Right.
No, you guys,
right.
Like, look here. Keisha went down there.
Right. Let me tell you what she did.
Let me tell you what happened.
Right,
you know,
right.
Sometimes you have to, you know, I'm just, because again, the opportunity is supposed to be to help people. How do you get that message out? Well, you have to work at it. It's
absolutely
not going to just happen. They're not going to just walk through the door.
And shaking hands and kissing babies always work.
and even business as well. I mean, one of the things that was, you know, for a lot of people, the quote unquote recession, I don't know, I wasn't hurting too bad, the quote unquote recession, but for companies, mm-hmm. it made them have to do something.
Right.
It was a good time for me.
The same thing.
I've been telling
depression.
Them all the time, right. Hey, you need to do something. You need right. to do something. Now they got to do something.
Right.
Oh, it was a good time for me.
That's a great thing.
Yes.
Well, Vince, the Voice Bailey, tell everyone the best way to get in touch with you.
The best way, they can go to my website, which is at vincebaileyproductions.com, or they can go to vincethevoice.com. And there's, of course, you know, a way to contact right from there and be glad to help in any way that I can.
Well, again, thank you so much for coming on, Vince.
It's
yeah,
been
thanks
my
so
pleasure.
Much. It was wonderful. Great information today, Vince. Appreciate you coming out.
Thank you all so much.
We also like to thank Tori. Thanks so much, Tori, for coming out today and sharing some information about the nonprofit organizations that you help in the Atlanta area.
Thank you.
Tess, I think we should still do our testimony in angelism. Do you have one today?
I did have a testimony.
Of course you do, and she saved it in her phone.
I had a unique, unique opportunity this week, and it was perseverance, I believe, mm-hmm. that presented this opportunity to me. So I wanted to talk about perseverance, mm-hmm. especially with businesses. You know, we all have to persevere. Mm-hmm. Things, like you were saying earlier, are not going to be handed to us.
Absolutely not.
We've got to fight for them. And, you know, I've been working, this account has been working for literally 4 years, and it just came about. It just came about for me. So, you know, my message today for everybody out there, the businesses out there, is perseverance. You know, perseverance is the will to hold on, you know, a little bit longer than what we would usually do. And it does pay off. So just to all the businesses out there, persevere.
Well, you know what? On that happy note, I actually just changed my angelism based on that. I remember I was in a training class a couple years ago, and a guy said, and I don't remember who said it and who, so I can't quote the person. I'm not going to plagiarize and pretend like it was mine because it was wonderful. He said, if you are willing to do for 2 years what other people won't do, in 5 years, you'll be able to do what other people can't do.
Right.
So if you do it long enough,
that's right.
It, you know, like marathon runners, for instance, they don't just wake up one day and run 26 miles.
Olympic gold medalists.
Right. Everybody can't do it. Like my granddaddy said, it ain't the dog in the fight, it's the fight the dog. So it makes a big difference.
Yes.
Well, thanks again to our guests for coming out today. And if you missed any part of our show, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleadersoftoday.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
And I'm Angel Nowlin of the Nowlin Group. I'm going to be your best friend on your worst day. Have a great weekend, everybody.